CJMQ 88.9 FM, Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube. And today we have Ed Copping with us. So welcome, Ed. So Ed is with the Three Link Fraternity Odd Fellows.
Independent Order of Odd Fellows.
Independent Order of Odd Fellows, okay. So tell us about the order, Ed.
What We're is it? A nonprofit fraternal benevolent organization.
Mm-hmm.
The explanation I give, the very simple explanation, is we raise money to give it away.
Okay. And you give it away to the community?
Yes.
Could you give us a brief history of the organization?
Yeah, the Odd Fellows started in middle 1700s in England.
Mm-hmm.
We came to North America, to the United States, 200 years ago, and we moved to Canada, I'm going to say, about 150 years ago. We've been in Quebec for about 130 years.
Okay, that's quite a long time.
It is.
Okay. Now, does the order accept only men like the Masons, or women and men too? Or?
We are one of the only, if not the only, organization that will accept men and women as equals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a men's branch, which is the Odd Fellows. We have a ladies' branch, which is the Rebeccas. But men can join the Rebeccas and women can join the Odd Fellows since 2001.
Okay. So that's been quite a while.
It has been.
Okay.
We're on our third lady president for the province of Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good. There's different chapters, I guess, even in the townships, about how many chapters are in the townships and maybe
there's
in Canada.
There's 9 altogether in the province.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Quaticook, Aroscliffe, Huntingville, Sawyerville, Danville, Granby, Knowlton, Leeds, Inverness. I think that's 9.
Okay, that's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what types of things do you do? How do you raise money? You have different events?
We have some lodges host card parties.
Mm-hmm.
They host suppers. Our lodge, Unity, in Huntingville, Waterville,
mm-hmm.
we do brunches, we do suppers. Willing to try pretty much anything a member brings in to raise some funds.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, what types of organizations do you raise money for?
We support the Quaticook Fire Department, their Safety Day Security Jour,
mm-hmm.
every year. We're their major sponsor. We have bursaries from Alexander Gault. We support very heavily the CHUS Mental Health Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, again, any member can bring in anything that they want to consider. We have helped people with rent that have had hard times. We've made donations to people that have had fires or disasters of some kind. We support the little bistro at the Alexander Gault Library.
Mm-hmm.
We sponsor them for there so they can have a little bit of funds to purchase supplies and things
mm-hmm.
for their endeavor.
Okay. So. Lots of worthwhile organizations that you support, and you do this with brunches and...
Yep.
And also the suppers, too, Unity.
Yep.
Any major projects that have stood out in the last maybe year or something?
That we've given to, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Main one that I'm pretty proud of, because I think I was the instigator for it, was we buy Christmas presents for all of the patients on the floors of the mental health unit at the Bowen Hospital in Sherbrooke. We bought 111 Christmas presents this year.
That's amazing. So without your help, they wouldn't have had Christmas presents?
The majority of the floors would have, but what made me so upset is I found out through my visiting as a volunteer that the Christmas presents the patients received came from the staff.
Mm-hmm.
They either bought it themselves or they re-gifted things. And
mm-hmm.
with the amount of money the amount of money that's wasted in our healthcare system
mm-hmm.
and the amount of time that the staff puts in, I just didn't think it was right. So we just decided amongst 3 lodges that we would take over and do it.
That's a great project, and certainly one that's really appreciated and really important, too, especially
mm-hmm.
something around that time of the year.
It is. A lot of these people that are in there either have no families
mm-hmm.
or their families associate the stigmatism of mental health, and they just
mm-hmm.
forget where they are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the mission of the Odd Fellows?
Basically, what we promise to do at every meeting is visit the sick, relieve
mm-hmm.
the distressed, bury the dead, and educate the orphan.
Okay.
And that's basically what we promise.
And you're always looking for new members?
Most definitely we're looking for new members.
Okay, so new members. If somebody's looking to do some volunteer work in the new year, this is definitely a great organization.
It is.
So what's the criteria for becoming a member?
be over 17. Mm-hmm. That's basically
okay.
It.
Over 17.
Yep.
Now, is there a cost?
There is a bit of history and tradition that goes with this. When you mm-hmm. become a member, we have 5 degrees. Mm-hmm. 4 degrees in the application, they cost you $5 each. Mm-hmm. So that would be $25 for that. And your first year's dues, which are $45 this year.
Okay.
That's everything mm-hmm. it would cost for 1 year. After that, it's just your yearly dues.
Okay, that sounds like a great deal. Mm-hmm. And in the organization, there's different titles. You can have like a lot of different trips and things too. So there's a lot of things in it to be a member.
You can travel around to the lodges. We are, just for information, we are in 27 or 28 countries around the world, mm-hmm. Mostly in North America and Great Britain. Mm-hmm. Once you become a member and have passed all your degrees, you can visit any lodge anywhere in the world.
Oh, okay.
You need a certain password that comes back from mm-hmm. ancient history and the traditions, but you can visit anywhere in the world and you'll be welcomed into their meeting just the same as you would be at your own meeting.
Good. So there's also some social events, too. It's not just raising money to give to the community. There's social events, too.
Yes.
You get to meet a lot of new people. And
a lot of lodges visit in between the lodges, mm-hmm. different areas. There's the members, for example, our lodge just had a potluck supper mm-hmm. last week, mm-hmm. which was, members all enjoyed that. There was no mm-hmm. business conducted, just a nice evening of getting together and visiting and playing games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. If you enjoy traveling, you can travel anywhere. Some members, myself, my wife, travel extensively, visiting other lodges in the Northeast mm-hmm. and things like that. You make some really, really good friends.
Good. So yeah. Some lasting friends. And
very.
And, it's sometimes it can be very close relationships, too, because mm-hmm. one of the mandates is to treat each other like a brother and sister.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, if somebody wants to become a member, what should they, how do they proceed?
We have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. Unity Lodge, Unity 8 IOOF, I believe, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can email at unity8ioof@yahoo.ca, or you can give me a call. 819-820-5672 anytime.
Okay.
And if you're interested, we will have an open meeting anytime just so anyone can drop by and see what goes on.
Good. So that's good. So if somebody's interested and they're not sure, they can contact
most
you.
Most definitely.
And, yeah, come mm-hmm. to a meeting and
sure.
find out if it's for them. Now, you have a brunch coming up this Sunday?
We have a brunch this Sunday, yes.
Okay, that's the 13th of January?
Yeah.
And
10:30 to 1:30.
10:30 to 1:30,
yep.
Okay. And what types of food are you going to be serving?
Scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, bacon, toast, tea, coffee, and what else? There's something else in there.
Okay, maybe some
I'm the cook,
beans
you think I know
too?
This. Okay. Baked beans, that was it.
Okay, so again, if somebody is interested, they can come to the brunch too and
most definitely,
get some information
we can, you
there.
Can have a look at our building and meet mm-hmm. some other members.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the address?
4150 Route 147.
Okay.
And it's in Huntingville. For those of you from the townships, if you know the old Metro Police Station in Huntingville, that's where we are now.
Good. And it's right across the road from the sawmill, too.
Yes.
There's a big sawmill on the other side.
Usually the last Sunday of the month. 1 month will be roast beef. Not brunches, suppers. The
mm-hmm.
last Sunday of
suppers,
the month.
Suppers, yeah.
One mm-hmm. will be roast beef. The next month will be chicken pot pie.
Okay. Well, that sounds mm-hmm. good, too. How long have you been in? The Oddfellows.
I've been a member 24 years.
24 years.
I looked it up today.
Okay, and why did you get involved?
Well, a friend of mine had been a member for a few years, and he got mm-hmm. talking about it, and he and I kind of had the same theory on things. You can give your yearly donation to the Heart Fund and the Cancer mm-hmm. Fund and all mm-hmm. these things, but when you put a bunch of people together and work together, you can do so much more than you can as an individual.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
for example, again, the mental health unit. There's no way mm-hmm. one or two people could do that.
No.
So.
Yeah. And it's a good feeling, too, to help people
it
in
is.
The community.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Ed?
We need members.
So you need members. Definitely, if you're mm-hmm. thinking of volunteering out there, give the Oddfellows a try. Come and see what it's all about.
Definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, definitely for people who are very community-oriented, too. That's mm-hmm. definitely a great organization.
This is true. And keep in mind, it's something you can do as a couple that mm-hmm. you can't do with any other organization that I'm aware of.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an important thing to keep in mind. Well, mm-hmm. thank you very much, Ed.
You're more than welcome.